Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
I knew losing sucks, but now you really know, you know, because I never did it as a head coach, and I don't like it. But you have to go back and reevaluate on everything you do, every speech you gave.
That is BA at the Phoenix Open. And as usual, he is an open book when it comes to facing the media questions and the reality of the sub-500 season. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly on azcardinals.com. In fact, BA paused and then continued with another takeaway from 2016.
I think one thing was taking for granted how good a veteran team we had because they came to work every day. I never could complain about the work. And maybe just allowing some young kids not have the discipline they need to have.
And with that in mind, BA says he's made at least one big decision already for 2017.
We're going to hit in camp more than we have in the past. That's the one thing I've decided. Tackling is a lost art. It's really bad in college, and it's gotten pitiful in the NFL. And we're going to tackle more in camp and just roll the dice that we're not going to get anybody hurt. And last year I thought that we were such a veteran team, and they worked very hard, but our young players missed out on some things that it cost them a little bit of helping us sooner.
All right, so Cards camp will be more physical. And with 20 free agents pending, we know there's going to be more change. In fact, GM Steve Keim, according to BA, has already made his priority list. And number one is re-signing the Cardinals' own players. But
no, they don't ever stay the same anymore. And we've got the major pieces, and hopefully, you know, the two major pieces will stay. And we can build around that. And we've identified some of the problems that we had last year, and they weren't very hard to identify.
Yeah, it goes back to the first game of the year and that late kick the Cardinals missed against New England. In fact, it was a theme all season long. In one-score games, the Cardinals won just 3 out of 9.
You got to win close games. And we did a better job than that than anybody in the league for 3 years. And last year, we did not do that.
47-yard try to give Arizona the lead. 23-21 New England. The snap, the ball is down, the kick is up, and it is wide to the left, no good.
When you look at the close game losses and why, there was a lack of discipline at times. Guys trying to do too much, right? Just, instead of just doing their job. We missed some kicks we should have made. Overall, I don't want to use the word stupid, but we played stupid at times, and it cost us.
And change has hit the coaching staff. Freddie Kitchens will now coach running backs for Stump Mitchell. And Byron Leftwich, former NFL quarterback who spent last season as an intern, is the new quarterbacks coach.
I was extremely pleased with Byron as a quarterback coach his first year as an intern. He had a lot of input, and it's a natural position for him to coach. So it's natural for Freddie to take over another position and expand his coaching resume because he'll be a coordinator soon.
All right, finally, we'll let Larry have the last word here. In fact, he says he's made his decision, but he's still not ready to divulge it, not yet. So Cardinals fans hope, you know what, this is literally not his last word as a Cardinals player. But when asked if this Cardinals roster is still capable of making a run.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, regardless if we come back next year, there's still so much talent on this team. I mean, I don't know if there's a team that has, you know, better personnel than us in the National Football League, to be quite honest with you. You know, and with Coach Arians and the offensive staff he's put together, and then the defense. I mean, we were top 10 defense, top 10 offense. I mean, you can't ask for anybody that's more potent.